This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Cunningham in Washington, and here are headlines from some stories we're following today here at NPR News. The White House says it's confident BP will agree to set up a multi-billion-dollar victims' compensation fund for those affected by the Gulf oil spill. An administration spokesman says the White House and BP are working out the particulars, which would be run by an independent third party. The announcement comes as President Obama began his fourth visit to the Gulf areas hit hardest by the spill. He's scheduled to meet with BP executives on Wednesday. The credit rating Moody's today downgraded Greece's debt to junk status. It's the second of the three major agencies to do so. The move comes as the International Monetary Fund and the European Union began a review of Greek efforts to shore up its finances. Last month, the debt-ridden country received a bailout of more than 100 billion euros from the EU and the IMF. Details on those stories and, of course, much more later today on All Things Considered. In 2002, after her debut album Bramble Rose, some touted singer-songwriter Tift Merritt as country music's next superstar. Well, life didn't work out that way. 8 years later, she's on a smaller label, plays smaller rooms, and releases evocative albums that let her considerable ambitions soar. Her latest is See You on the Moon.
You, how did you get so wise? I take the advice I find in your eyes. Me, I've been waiting outside most of my life. Oh, like a railway side. I'm just making you mixtapes with homemade covers.
Mixtape from Tift Merritt's new album, See You on the Moon. If you'd like to talk with her about her music or about the music business, 800-989-8255. Email us talk at npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And Tift Merritt joins us from our member station in Philadelphia, WHYY. And it's great to have you back in the program.
Hi, Neil. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm looking at your itinerary. It's got something like 36 one-nighters. You start June the 3rd, and you finish up mid-August. This looks like the Pennsylvania Turnpike I-95 section of the tour.
Oh, yeah. And then there'll be a whole other leg, you know, to be announced in a few more weeks.
So, oh, boy.
No, my suitcase is packed.
I come in on the bus every day, and I happen to see Taylor Swift's bus in Washington, D.C., I think it was last week, and it's got her picture shrink-wrapped around the bus and a picture of the album cover. Do you have a bus like that? It looked pretty cool.
No, I don't. I travel in a Ford Econo line van with a trailer, so it's not quite so glamorous.
Not quite so glamorous.
Although I don't know that I would ever want my own mug shrink wrapped on the bus or on the car, on the bicycle, whatever. No matter what way we're traveling.
You don't have the ambition for that huge rolling billboard that says Tift?
No, thank goodness, no. I mean, I think my ambitions have always been as a musician and as a writer, and usually that involves keeping your head down and practicing.
And these are intimate songs that you've written here.
I think so. I mean, my work has always been very, very personal. And I mean, you're so sweet to talk about how I was touted as someone who was going to be a big superstar. I'm not sure that was really ever in my cards. I mean, I'm a writer first and foremost, and I sort of take my cues from the songwriters of the 70s who are talking about what's really important to them. So I hope that as I go, you know, my work gets more and more personal, more and more intimate, not in a way that's embarrassing to anyone or feels like a journal entry, but...
It's when you say the songwriters of the 70s, who are you talking about? Joni Mitchell, people like that?
Absolutely. Joni Mitchell, Carole King, Neil Young, George Harrison, people who are really telling first-person stories.
Well, those guys managed to have a hit or two.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to a hit. Bring it on.
Well, in terms of an intimate and personal song, I want to play a clip here. This is another tune of yours from the new album, See You on the Moon, and it's called Feel of the World.
I'll tell you what I will miss. Thank you.
And I've seen that you describe that tune as a letter.
Yes. My grandmother was dying, and I was really far away at the time. My father was with her, and I wasn't quite sure how to be there, and I was thinking about her life and thinking about life and death and the things that you do think about when someone's passing, and I just began to think about the tactile things in the world, you know, a good wooden table, a good pen in your hands, paper. And I began to write this song about my grandmother, and when I finished it, I wrote it very quickly, which I don't usually do. Mm. I realized that it was really my grandfather's song to her, and he had passed away in the 70s.
Before you were born.
About a month after I was born. And I've always felt very close to him for some mysterious reason. But I looked down at this song and I thought, this is my grandfather's letter to my grandmother, just letting her know that it's okay to let go and that he's waiting for her.
Hmm. When you write these... It seems that these songs are sound better in a small room.
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm not someone who's played gigantic stadiums, but I do enjoy, my favorite place to play is in a small theater where the acoustics are really beautiful and the mm-hmm. band can really shine. So, you know, maybe not the corner of the coffee shop with the PA on a stick sort of thing, but enough good, enough of a good room to shine, but that you really are making a connection with people that's very direct.
There are a lot of places across the country that are 200, 250 seat theaters.
Yeah, and I'm going to all of them.
We're talking with Tiff Merritt, who's at the moment in a studio in Philadelphia, she has a new CD out. It's called See You on the Moon. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Let's see if we can get Holly on the line. Holly's with us from Kansas City.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm very excited that you have Tiff Merritt on your show today, and I listen to your show every day.
Oh, thank you.
And I just wanted to say that I used to get CDs from friends that worked at CD stores, and I somehow got Tiff's, I think it was her first album. Is Bramble Rose your first album?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I got that. And if it was a CD, if it was made out of vinyl, it would be unplayable by now.
Oh, you are so kind. Thank you so much.
I listen to it over and over again. I love it. I listen to it in my car, and it just, something about it just really connected with me.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
She's got a few others out you could pick up and actually spend some money on.
Yeah, I should. I do have another one of hers, but I just keep going back to that first one.
Well,
I'll eventually get to the other ones.
Okay. Well, you take your time. Do what you need to do.
Thank you.
That was your first solo album, though. You had issued a couple of other recordings, I guess, as a member of a group.
I did. Well, it's funny. I made a 7-inch with my band called The Carbines when we were, we were all really just starting out and mm-hmm. and playing in bars, and it looked really cool, but it sounded really awful. And it came with a little yellow thing to put in the hole of the 45. And then we were playing a lot with a great band called the $2 Pistols, and I did a record of country duets where I was the girl singer on that EP. So, we were just cutting our teeth and going to clubs and doing a lot of the same things we still do now, but we had a great time.
This was back in North Carolina?
Yes.
And you returned to North Carolina to record this record?
Yes, and it's funny because the band, The Carbines, is most of those guys are still in my band. I mean, it's really, the drummer is my husband, and he's from Durham, North Carolina, our bass player who's played music with me for 12 years and is my singing partner. He is from North Carolina as well. So our band is extremely rooted in North Carolina, and I actually live in New York City now, but we go back to North Carolina a lot, and I would say going back to North Carolina was such a great way for us to just feel comfortable and be ourselves and make a fort and, you know, hide away from the world and just allow this record to bloom in a really natural way.
Let's get another caller in. This is Deborah. Deborah calling from Austin.
Hi, Tiff. I am calling from Austin. I'm hoping that one of those 200-seat rooms you are going to play might be the Cactus here in Austin.
Oh, I had heard the Cactus was closing.
The Cactus is in transition, but we...
Okay. Oh, good. Shoo.
We're to some degree by KUT Radio, but that's more information
Great.
You probably want.
No, okay. I'm happy to know. I love Austin.
Well, Austin loves you. We would love to hear you here. The Cactus has not died. It's in transition, but KUT has taken over management of the Cactus, and they're working out an agreement with the University of Texas. So hopefully it will still be here. Is Austin on your current tour?
It's not on my June and July list
okay.
of
you don't
dates.
I
didn't see any TXs, no.
But it is coming, I promise. You know, it's so funny. I after we've been in the van for a few days, we've been from Pittsburgh to Buffalo to Vermont and then now down to Philly. And I wish that we could just have a time machine and sort of vortex ourselves from place to place. But we are definitely going to cover the ground and get to Texas.
Well, that's good.
We love you guys down there.
You started in Charlottesville and my college reunion was there that next weekend, but we didn't overlap. So
oh.
You couldn't move it?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Tacky, those
well,
sorts of things. I actually have a question about another country, which
oh, sure.
I have to tell you, the first time I sat down and I put it in the car CD as soon as I bought it and was listening, but I sat down and listened to the whole thing through the first time and was in tears by the time I finished.
Oh, you're so
and
kind.
Read the liner notes and would love to know more about just what it was like to just pick up and go to Paris and pour that album out. Was it as a cathartic experience for you as it is for those of us who listen to it?
Oh, that's so nice. It was a big accident in a lot of ways, and it was also a cathartic experience. I mean, I certainly didn't go over there planning on writing a record, and it was very comforting to know that I could still do that or that was what happened when I was left alone to my own devices. But, you know, I as much as I'm a huge fan of Paris, I also think that people don't often get time alone, that time alone is really a luxury when you can kind of clear the docket and say, oh my gosh, what is this mess all about, and really get back to the essentials. And, you know, that was an extremely important thing to me, and the things that I learned while I was over there were really, really simple, but I've really tried to just hang on to them in my day-to-day life and, you know, hopefully grow them a little. I really appreciate that record means that to you, because it certainly means a lot to me.
When I need reassurance that it's going to be okay, Morning Is My Destination is the song that I put
in. Hey, that's great. I'm so glad.
Thank you so much for your time. We'll look forward to seeing you in Austin.
We'll see you soon down there. We'll have a drink at the Hotel San Jose.
That sounds fabulous. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Deborah. We're talking with Tiff Merritt about her new album, See You on the Moon. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And this is Bob. Bob with us from Ann Arbor.
Yes, Tiff, I got to tell you, your lyrics really speak to men in relationships, too, and thank you for all your great writing.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
My question has to do with seeing the Austin City Limits concert, and while you certainly stand in the country tradition, that was a great rock and roll show in so many ways, and I would just like to hear more about who some of your rock and roll influences are.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a huge fan of old-fashioned country music like Kitty Wells and that sort of thing, but I'm not sure why I get pigeonholed into country music, because I have always had a very energetic rock band. And at the time of the Tambourine tour, which was when we filmed that Austin City Limits, I was really, really inspired by Delaney and Bonnie, which is this amazing rock group and lots of different singers.
Good
and lots
guitar
of
player in that band.
Absolutely, yeah. And maybe some George Harrison, and I also was really intrigued by the energy of soul music. you know, as much as I love being a singer-songwriter, I love throwing down on stage and letting it all out. And I wanted to make sure that when I was writing, I wasn't just writing kind of delicate songs that would fall apart in your hand. And I think soul music is this really powerful place where you are speaking really genuinely and straightforwardly and loudly. But, and so it has the sincerity of you know, singer-songwriters, but also the power and the energy of soul music. And I was very, very swept up in that at the time. And we had a great time on that tour.
After she says that, I do want to point out there is a pedal steel guitar on the new album.
Yes, there is.
So, going right back to that country star thing.
Well, you know, I guess there's no way around it. You know, pedal steel is a pretty amazing instrument and can make all sorts of different noises. And we're actually on tour with a great pedal steel player right now, Eric Haywood, who plays, he's an amazing guitar player, and then he jumps right over to the pedal steel. So, mm-hmm. so no strict rules, right?
No rules. Bob, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you, Tiff. Take care.
You too.
Also intercepted some conversation you were having apparently about Anne Murray at some point. So next album, Electric Sitar.
No rules. I'm completely open.
We're talking with Tiff Merritt. Her new album, Without the Electric Sitar, is See You on the Moon. She's with us from our member station, WHYY in Philadelphia. Appears tomorrow night at the Birchmere in Virginia. I've so screwed up my life that I can't go. So thanks very much. We'll see you next time, Tiff.
Thank you so much for having me, Neil. It's such a pleasure.
All right, this is Danny's song from See You on the Moon. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
If you find he helps you mind, better take him home. Don't you try to live alone. Try to earn what lovers own. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. In the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes. Tell me everything's gonna be alright. Oh.